Lesson is out of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 16, walking worthy of our calling regarding our spiritual gifts. Having extensively written about the high calling we believers in Christ have in our Lord, clarifying the great extent to which God's grace in Christ has been ministered in our behalf in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 21, the Apostle Paul applied that truth to the Christian walk. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 20. In Ephesians 4, 7 to 16, Paul presented the second realm of walking worthy of our calling, that of our spiritual gifts for ministry that God has given to all of us believers in Jesus Christ. Remarkably, though, our spiritual gifts are so important at all times, they are especially important in the current COVID-19 pandemic quarantine. We then view this important and timely passage for our insight and our edification. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get into his word. Father in heaven, we're so grateful for the indwelling power and presence of the Spirit of God, who gifts us, who then illuminates the word of God that he has produced through holy men of God as he bore them along, and then who not only does that, but he equips us actually to obey the word of God. And as we get into this passage, Father, we look to you for your power through the Spirit of God to clarify the truth. And we ask for the wisdom to rely upon your Spirit to obey it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to read the verses and then we'll look at them. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 16. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Man, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. They will henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. At salvation, the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you, as well as every other believer in Christ, was given a supernatural spiritual enabling, which is called a spiritual gift. It's given by Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, that the believer is to use for effective Christian service. This is noted for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 11. That's not the passage that we have in front of us here this morning, but nevertheless, or this evening, nevertheless, that's one of the most important passages on this. But in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, our ascended Lord gives the gifts. So Christ apparently bestows the gifts, and the Holy Spirit administers to them. That's according to Dr. Lewis Berry Chafer, the founder of Dallas Seminary, in his book, The Ephesian Letter, that was written back in 1935, page 127. So you've got the Lord Jesus Christ determining what is going to happen. The gifts are going to be given out and so forth. But the Holy Spirit is the one who actually gives them. So it's very interesting, the relationship of the Spirit and the Son of God in this whole matter. Now, Paul explained how Christ arranged to give out these gifts in verses 8 through 10 of this chapter, writing that when he ascended above the heavens, Christ did so to fill the whole world, from which position he bestows gifts as he wills due to his initial descent to the earth to perform his work on the cross of providing salvation for man. In other words, Jesus Christ came down to the earth. He provided salvation for man, opened the door for it through the cross. Now, having completed that tremendous work on the cross, he then ascended to heaven. And one of the main reasons why he ascended is to have complete sovereignty over everything related to the universe. Why? One reason to have that sovereignty is so that he sovereignly can give these gifts out for effective service. See, we live in a world that is full of sin, and there are demons and Satan and all sorts of evil spirits that are around. So in order to have effectiveness in ministry, we have to have someone who is over us, like our Lord, who is completely sovereign. This incidentally fits with the teaching of the Apostle Paul back in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, which God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power. Those are the demons and the good angels too, might and dominion and every name. And verse 22 is put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in every way. So it's very important, the ascension of Jesus Christ and the exaltation, the sovereignty of our Lord sitting on the Father's throne at this particular point is extremely important in reference to effectiveness in ministry for us. And so we ought to be grateful for that. Now, the sovereign saving Lord then gave supernatural enablings to all believers, and he gave them in two sets. This is in verses 11 and 12 of Ephesians chapter 4. Christ gave out a starter set. That's what I'm calling that myself. A starter set of supernatural gifts, and these starter gifts are listed in verse 11. First of all, he gave the gift of apostleship to some in the early church. Now, that's a very foundational gift. We know that because in Ephesians 2:20, the church is built upon the prophets, the New Testament prophets and the apostles. And that equips a person, or equipped a person in those days, to perform all the other gifts, as exemplified in Paul's case in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. The apostle Paul was made an apostle. And then in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 to 10, he raised a man from the dead. And that would be the gift of healing, obviously. And 1 Corinthians 14, 18, Paul says, I thank God that I spoke in tongues more than you all. So apparently the apostles had the ability to utilize all the other gifts. And the reason this was so necessary in the foundation of the church is because you needed the church to be heavily strengthened. So you had these remarkably, highly spiritually gifted men. And also the apostles could write scripture. Applied to Paul, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, the apostle Peter referred to Paul's epistles on par with scripture, the rest of scripture, that would be the Old Testament writings. So that's another reason why there was such a desire when Peter came out with 2 Epistle to gather up all the epistles of Paul and keep them for the canon of scripture. Now, Christ also gave the gift of prophet in Ephesians 4:11, and that was needed in the early church for guidance and instruction in the early church before it obtained the complete canon of Scripture. See, today we have Scripture, and the Scripture is so complete it equips a man unto every good work, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Well, the early church, they didn't have the bulk of the New Testament. It was still being written, so they needed more information. And, for example, you have the ministry of the prophets in Acts chapter 20, 22 to 23. You have the ministry of the prophet in Acts 21, 10 and 11, who would give instructions from the Holy Spirit as what Christians were supposed to do in specific circumstances that they faced. So those two gifts, those first two of the four starter gifts, are gifts that we don't have today. However, we do have the effects of the apostolic gift and of the prophets. Of course, John himself was a prophet, the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. But we have the effects of their ministries in the scriptures. But we don't have the prophets with us today. But we do have two other starter gifts that are still with us today. Jesus also gave the gift of evangelist. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Evangelist. Now, what is an evangelist? Evangelist is one who has a supernatural ability to give the gospel with special effectiveness. That's one of the two starter gifts that we still have in today's church. And because of the order, it looks like the word, the gift of the evangelist, actually takes preeminence over the pastor teacher. Some people just have an unusual gift. I've seen this gift actually in women as well as in men, have an unusual gift of witnessing effectively, that they're non-threatening to other people, and yet they're very effective with that. That's an unusual, it's a wonderful gift that the church needs. It leads people to Christ so that they can come and join the church. He also gave another starter gift that we still have in today's church, that of a pastor-teacher. Notice how I put those two together, and we're going to explain why. You have one article that governs the nouns pastors and teachers, and it refers to two characteristics of the same person who is pastoring believers by comforting and guiding, while at the same time he's instructing them in God's ways, like overseers and elders who are supposed to be able to teach, 1 Timothy 3:2 and Titus 1:9. So the other starter gift we still have in today's church is that of pastor-teacher, an enabling that combines scripture instruction with its application to both comfort and to guide fellow believers. That's a gift that knows how to get the truth out of the Word of God, but then can turn around and take that truth and say, okay, this is how it applies to our lives. This is what we need to be doing as a result of what God's Word says. That's pastoring. And then it's also used, the pastoring is also used to comfort and encourage people. Now, these starter gifts are to be used to prepare the rest of God's people in the church to use their supernatural gifts for works of service. That's where Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Now, in the King James Version, you have a series of commas. It says, for perfecting of the saints, comma, for the work of the ministry, comma, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Dr. Ryrie, in his footnote, says you need to take the commas out. And the whole verse should read this, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So, what happens here is God uses the starter gifts to equip and motivate the other believers in the body to use their gifts to serve the Lord. See, the church is actually edified not just by the starter gift, such as an evangelist or a pastor teacher. The starter gifts actually are designed of God to ignite the others. But the church is edified when all the others have their gifts ignited and they use them. And then they minister to one another, and that's where things really take off. And there's a tremendous amount of blessing that occurs. So as a result, the entire body of Christ comes into a unity of the body of truth and an experiential knowledge of Jesus, maturing so as to gain victory over apostates and their errors. That's verse 13 and 14, till we all come into the unity of the faith, that's the doctrinal faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a complete man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But rather, speaking the truth, literally truthing in love, may grow up into him and to all things, which is the head, even Christ. So the whole body achieves this by God's grace and power as each member uses his supernatural gift to edify every other member of the body in the sphere of love. So the lesson is we believers are to walk worthy of our high calling in Christ by using our supernatural enablings from God to edify fellow believers. Those with starter gifts, like evangelists and pastor teachers, are to evangelize, teach, and pastor as the Lord directs, equipping all the other gifts to be used by the other believers to edify the body for its protection and maturity. So even in the COVID-19 quarantine starter gifts, we can edify other believers from a distance by means of electronic communication. That's what I'm doing now with the MP3 recordings and also listing the lessons, having them posted on our church website. But then other believers can respond by using like communication, such as emailing back and forth, writing thank you notes, giving gifts and so forth, and acts that edify every other believer. For these spiritual gifts are supernatural, the work of God. It's a ministry. So may we then use our gifts right now. Just before I made this recording, I went out to our mailbox, and I picked up the mail that is there. I do that faithfully because some people mail in their contributions, and then we get invoices and so forth from missions. And there was a note, a thank you note, from one of the families in our church. And they said, we really appreciate the ministry, the teaching that is going on, the sermons and so forth, preparation, but all the other ministries that are going on too. People are in contact with one another in our church. Just because we're shut down, we can't meet in the church, it doesn't mean the church stops existing. The church is out there in the homes, and people are calling one another. They're talking one another. They're helping one another in all sorts of ways. They may have to practice social distancing, but there's not spiritual distancing at all. There's a dynamic that is going on. I think this is actually great because what it's doing, it's teaching us as a church what a spiritual ministry really is. We can really spiritually minister to other people, even from a distance, by using the gifts that we have. It doesn't make us less effective at all. It makes us, in fact, very effective because we have to rely on the Lord. So may we continue to use our gifts. Even though we're shut down with the quarantine, may we continue to use our gifts and build one another up in the Lord Jesus Christ.